This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats think that we are stupid, easily led lemmings. Despite what happened to them in 2016 when we spoke loudly, and despite what happened to them on November the 3rd of this year, where we absolutely showed them that we outnumbered them in ways they never even imagined, these clowns believe that we will fall for their antics. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. I'm glad I'm hanging in there. Finally got my voice back, feeling strong, getting stronger every day. Hopefully I can last this week. It looks like my operation has been pushed off, and here's why. Because you can't test positive for COVID and have an operation. Now, you could have the flu, you could have cancer, you could have had pneumonia. For all intents and purposes, you could have tuberculosis. But if you test positive for COVID, you got to wait until you get a negative test. Now, what they tell you is this, if in case you get it, they tell you, well, we do know that, you know, 2 to 3 weeks after, you are probably negative, but the test will still, you know, be positive, but you have to wait. So how do you schedule a surgery or anything else when you got to keep waiting for a negative test? Just so everybody's clear, everybody else in my family, my friends, everybody that was in contact with me, all tested negative. I got it from some mask-wearing COVID spreader. Because, you know, those masks are so protective. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. I want to thank you for the well wishes for me and my family in particular. There are many people who say, Kevin, how's everybody around you? And you should know everybody's fine. So, and we were very careful because we got other people that have to have surgeries coming up in the family and stuff like that. And, you know, we just don't want to get anybody sick. This thing is not that big of a deal if you catch it, if you know what it is, and you take, I took azithromycin, and knocked it out. Now, what's funny is the hospital goes, that's not a cure. My doctor goes, that's his receptionist. There is no cure for COVID. I go, yeah, you just get over it, like the flu. But they are redoing how you go to the hospital, who can be with you, all this stuff over a disease that has a kill rate less than the common cold. It's insanity. Lots of stuff going on, folks. Lots of deceptions, whether it's a deception of COVID, whether it's a deception of the Democrats proclaiming victory. I would hate to be a Democrat right now knowing that 71 million people, more than 3 million of 2008 Obama, blew past his number. Let me put that in perspective. So Usain Bolt ran like a 9.5-something 100 meters to set the record. It would be like somebody running a 9.2. And Usain going, what just happened? That's what Trump did. He ran a 9.200 meters. He blew by Usain Bolt, making him look like he was standing still. And people are going, now that's the fastest dude on the planet. Well, you know what you are? You prove to the left that our ideology, our way of thinking is exactly what America is about. They couldn't get the fake news media to sell it. They couldn't get the regular media or the social media giants to thwart it. They couldn't do anything to dissuade what we decided to do on November the 3rd of 2020, which is blow past the Obama numbers, making Trump the most, what's the word I'm looking for? The most dominant presidential candidate in the history of this nation. You wanted him, and you got him. And God bless him. And what Democrats hoped, and I know you know the strategy, folks, right? Democrats' clear strategy is they want to pretend that the race has been called. It's Biden. Biden's talking to world leaders against the Logan Act. But they want you to believe he's entitled to do it. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to get the most rude awakening of his professional career in a few weeks. These recounts are going to burst his bubble, the Democrats. And if you look at my Twitter feed, I don't know if you're looking at your own or if you have one, but if you're looking at the news cycle, you know what people are saying? They're saying things like, man, this is a short-lived victory for Biden. They're talking about all the voter fraud. But see, the Democrats, they got to perpetuate this lie. They got to make people believe that voter fraud is a lie. It didn't happen. But the problem they have, as I keep coming back to, is Joe Biden is never going to be as popular as 2008 Obama. Everybody knows it. Trump, on the other hand, absolutely is. Now, you're going to do your own research. You're going to keep up with the stories about ballots, ballot harvesting, and all this. I'm going to actually have a friend of mine on who talked about what she used to do as a Democrat. I'm going to share that story with you in the second segment just because you need to hear what she said. Now, we're also going to be doing a Kev Talks with her, and we'll go in more depth, but I'll give you just the thumbnail of what she told me and the cheating that goes on in all these big cities. And it is so revealing that it's going to be mind-blowing for you, I promise you. But anyway, yeah, so what we have now is the game. And the game is, and I remember Van Jones saying it, we have the potential for the guy that wins the popular vote and loses the electoral vote. No, wins a popular vote or whatever, and the president will stay. I think that, yeah, that's what he said. We'll win the popular vote, win the electoral vote, but still won't be president. And he was setting it up. See, this is, you got to understand this. When the Democrats do stuff, it is highly orchestrated. Right now, they're actually making a claim that Parler is owned by George Soros. Well, Dan Bongino owns Parler. And Dan's put out four or five times, I own Parler, not Soros. But that's the level they did. They did that to me with Tea Party Community. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamBidet.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamBidet.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What voter fraud? Conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? What are you talking about? Voter fraud, please. That's the last thing happening around here is voter fraud. All this is Donald Trump doesn't want to give it up. He doesn't want to admit that Joe Biden is the most popular presidential candidate in the history of America. And he proved it with his rallies, right? What did he get? Like 5-6 people? Barack Obama, what did he get? 15-20 people? Look at the numbers, people! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Am I poking a little fun at the Democrats? Yeah. Soon we'll be poking a lot of fun at them. And I think they don't realize how big of a deal this is. I was listening to Clapper, John Brennan, Andy McCabe, all these Comey crooks, these Obama-era crooks. And you know what they're all hoping for? They're hoping Trump will give it up.
Well, Donald Trump, why don't you just give it up, man? Why don't you just please do it for the good of the country?
We got a couple of clips. I'll play them later, maybe in the second hour, because I'll be honest with you. I don't have a whole lot of energy these days because I'm still building back. Here's what I will tell you about this whole COVID thing, just for those of you who are wondering. As I said, if you get diagnosed with it and they put you on a Z-Pack, you'll be fine. Don't fight it like a flu. Don't take their flus and stuff like that and try to break fevers because it's not going to work. Get yourself a Z-Pack. You know, it'll break. The fever will break over time and you'll be fine. I'm saying this is what most people, some people it's even milder than what it was for me. But I fought it like a flu. And that'll mess you up. But what was I going to say about it? So anyway, it was something that happened to me physically. I'll think about it in a bit and I'll get back with you guys on it. Oh, I remember. So I detoxed. I ended up detoxing. In other words, once your body sweats out all that crap and you're not eating, you know, junk, particularly sugar, I'm convinced that sugar is the chemical of the devil, okay? Let me tell you what was happening before I got this stupid COVID. I could curl my toes, and my toes would cramp, and I'd have to open up my foot real quick, and then kind of work out the cramp. And then my son, we do these muscle things, you know, who's got the bigger bicep. And, I got really well-defined biceps. But I could only hold my bicep for about 3 seconds before it felt like what my brother would say is a Charlie horse or cramp. Because, again, I didn't realize how much sugar intake I had. Now, my cardiologist, he says, kid, you got to give up sugar because that's the thing that's going to mess with your heart. And the reason why I was getting all these checkouts is because I was going to do this worldwide certification for a martial arts, which it turns out I can't do for a whole other set of reasons. But long story short, I will tell you, this whole thing, it got rid of my all that sugar that was in my body, and it detoxified me. And I'm telling you, I don't cramp. I don't cramp at all. Now, I took it upon myself to say, okay, we're going back on that keto diet. I was on a keto diet where I took out all the sugars and the impurities, and I was on this very strict vitamin regimen. And I'll tell you guys a quick little story about this. Once I came off that diet, I had lost 18 pounds, and I could put my hand over the rim of the basketball rim again. I hadn't done that in years. I got out of bed that last day when I was on that diet because it whooped me, man. It was like, they said it's the equivalent of kicking heroin to get off sugar. Anyway, I could feel the spring in my step. I went to the basketball court. Whew, I'm probably 2 inches of jump before I could dunk a basketball again. That's how good I felt. Now, I don't feel quite that good, and I'm not recommending COVID as a way to do that, but my body did detox. I'm going to talk about one of my friends who was a Democrat, and she worked very hard in cheating for the Democrats. And in fact, as she tells the story, she doesn't even feel like it was cheating at the time. But before we get into that, I want to give you a little bit of good news. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan won re-election over his challenger, so the Republicans now have 50 seats in the Senate again, with the Democrats having 48, and this is reported by AP. So for a while we were 48-48, now we're 50-48, and there's two independents. So McConnell reelected. I call that as a Senate Majority Leader. I said that was the first thing that happened in Donald Trump's second term that's good news for him, because McConnell is now solidly in Trump's corner. Anyway, these results came. They said 8 days after Election Day, Sullivan was ahead of Gross by 20 points, according to results. Now, I'm shocked that the Democrats hadn't dropped in a bunch of votes there, but they can't get away with it in Alaska. Now, I'm going to probably wait and talk about what my friend was doing, because we've got a couple of other things I want you to recognize that happened during this election cycle. Number one, Republicans won House seats. I don't know how many. Pelosi kept the gavel, but I would venture to tell you, if they dig deeply enough into some of these races, it might turn out that Pelosi loses the gavel. Who knows what the implications and the fallout's going to be once Donald Trump's team has introduced all this evidence that they have a voter fraud. I saw a thing where Project Veritas says they're about to upend this election with their stuff. If there's anybody who deserves some dollars, and I'm talking about serious dollars to mount to go after these campaigns, Project Veritas is it. I mean, I've seen millions of dollars get thrown at Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point. And look, you can put your money where you want. I don't care. Charlie says, I'm on all these campuses. I'm going to change the hearts and minds of all these students. I don't really see that happening. It's not, no offense against him, but that's a tough thing, tough hill to climb. I have a academic organization, educational organization called Seeking Educational Excellence, and we have had to retool multiple times because you can't go after academia in a classic way. In case you're starting to see our 1619 video, you've seen some spectacular work, and people are starting to throw money our way. But I'm going to tell you, Project Veritas, if James O'Keefe could get 5,000 operatives all over, plant them in big city Democrat machines, and document the cheating that goes on, we could upend this stuff in an instant. Look, James, he's probably thanking me. I've said this in front of many well-heeled people, rich people. I've said, if you're going to give money the way you're giving it to some of these organizations that I've seen, I'm going to suggest you earmark some of it to James O'Keefe. Because Project Veritas is making it happen. Even Judicial Watch. I mean, they do a lot of data requests and things like that, and God love them. But Project Veritas is effective. They move the needle. Everything they do is something that we can put our fingers on. When we come back, I'll tell you about this Democrat friend of mine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims decreased to just over 700,000 last week as the economy continues to suffer the effects of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Jobless claims were hovering around 200,000 per week pre-pandemic. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering Republican gains in the U.S. House, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
Judges in Arizona and Pennsylvania hearing lawsuits from the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee regarding ballots being improperly discarded in both states. You're listening to USA Radio News. Many hospitals are at or near capacity as the spread of the coronavirus intensifies across the nation. The U.S. reported more than 144,000 new infections yesterday, the eighth straight day that number has been exceeding 100,000. Just over 1,400 people died, which is renewing claims of a possible lockdown, to which Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"We would like to stay away from that, Robin, because there is no appetite for locking down on the American public, but I believe that we can do it without a lockdown. I really do."
Fauci, one of the nation's top infectious disease experts. Seven peacekeepers, including five Americans, are dead after a helicopter crashed in Egypt. One American survived the crash and is being treated. Coalition forces say soldiers were from the U.S., France, and Czech Republic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats cheat in elections. They cheat in all elections. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. I can tell you with 100% certainty that Democrats cheat in every election. And they use black folks to do it. And I want to relate to you a story of a friend of mine, a former Democrat, very intelligent woman. Now, this was back two decades ago. She lived, I won't even say the city because I don't want to share that, but she's going to share her story, and she's going to name drop even and give you some idea. And she says it's still going on to this day. But she was one of these young, wide-eyed black females who believed that the Democratic Party did everything right. And she wasn't politically charged per se, but somehow she got recruited to help with a voter drive, if you want to call it that. And she relayed to me, she says, "Kevin, I got up at the butt crack." She goes, it was night when I arrived at my where I was working for the Democrats, and it was night when I finished. And she says the day of the election, she got up super early, went down to the area, you know, wherever they pick up their marching orders, and she said they were given money, $10 bills, but lots of them. And I'm just going to give you just some of it. She says we went in a van. She said, "I was with the alderman's son in this van, and we would drive to places you just really shouldn't go." She goes, "We went to barbershops, we went to drug dens, you name it. We told everybody there, if you come on this van with us and you go and you do what we tell you to do, when you get done, we will hand you a $10 bill. Now, this was 20 years ago, so for a crackhead, $10 is a lot. I mean, that's a couple of hits of on the pipe. So she says, we would load this van up, and we would put, you know, 15 people in it. We'd go to a voting precinct. We'd drop them off. They'd vote. She goes, when we drop them back to where they were, boom, 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 we hand out that money. She says, I would get a call and would say, hey, y'all need to head back over to the headquarters. And they'd give us a whole new set of locations. They'd give us a whole new set of marching orders. It didn't matter. She says, we picked up ballots, delivered them. We picked up ballots from other locations and delivered them back to headquarters. She goes, it was a sun up to sundown operation, and it was targeted in the black community. Churches, hair salons, you name it. And she said, what was funny about it is, she goes, I never even thought about what we were doing, that it was wrong in any way. When people were changing votes, she goes, our attitude about it was, this is for the greater good. It's okay that we change votes. It's okay that we manipulate. This is the greater good. So she says, we got this money. We're giving it out to these crackheads and prostitutes. All they got to do is come with us voting, and they're back on the street. And, you know, some people wanted more. She goes, we accommodated. And I told her today, I said, I think they're doing Visa cards now. She said, that's exactly what's happening. But she says, Kevin, the level of orchestration would blow your mind. By the way, the alderman, the son of the alderman that she ran around with to help make all that happen, he ended up going to prison. He gets out and becomes an alderman. These stories can't get any more crazy. But here's what she said. She says, you know what I noticed? We were doing all the grunt work for somebody above us. I don't even know who. But we were doing the grunt work. And she says, I didn't even get paid. The crackheads were getting paid. We were just doing it for the greater good. She goes, that was what we were told. Look, guys, and she says, I always took all my deliveries to an older black woman. And she would be like, yeah, baby, bring them over. You bring them over here, baby. Bring them over here. And then she said, okay, now, Rodney or whatever, the main guy, Rodney wanted you to take those, and y'all get to work on that. And she says, we did it with no question, undying loyalty to the Democratic Party. This was 5 years before she would later see what she did and become a Republican. But she says, Kevin, there were hundreds of us. So she says, at the end of the evening on election night, she says they threw a big party. But it wasn't catered. It was a bunch of people bringing food. She said, all of the people who won showed up and they thanked us. And she said, I felt so good. You know, we're in front of everybody, but she says when the lights went out and that was the end, she goes, I felt empty. She says those people did not call me to thank me. She goes, not in the newspaper did I see my name listed with these people that had gotten elected. And we, you know, she said, I would just a little thing that says, I would like to give special thanks to, you know, Joe Schmo or Jane Doe for all the help. She goes, nothing. No acknowledgement, nothing. She said, let me tell you how bad I felt. She said, I went to a bar. And she goes, I was just sitting there going, this is it? But then there were people in the bar who were like, what's wrong with you? And she says, well, you know, we just won this election. And she explained her role. She goes, they started buying her drinks to thank her for her role in this ruse. But she says it was the most empty feeling she'd had in a long time. She said, and then she got to thinking about what she was doing and asking herself, how are we improving things? And here's what I told her. I said, here's the thing you got to understand is that they don't even need that role anymore. If they get away with this, they don't need that role. They will not need to go to black churches. There will be no need to get these white vans to load up a bunch of indigent or drug addicts in and take them to vote. They'll just steal your vote. They no longer need that. She goes, I was thinking about that. I said, today you would get paid. They would bring you 1,000 envelopes and tell you, mark all these ballots for Biden. We'll give you $2 $2 per. And you'd mark them. She goes, yep, I would have. She said, it took me 5 years to finally realize. And then she'll tell her story. But she said it took her 5 years to realize what the ruse was. She says, we're doing all this dirty work, which, oh, the guy that got sent to prison, he got sent to prison for voter fraud. She said, and here's what he said. He said, I shouldn't have been on those stupid phones. I told everybody, stop talking to me on these stupid phones. That's why Democrats use burner phones and those prepaid Visa cards more than anybody. That's where people are getting their money. It's insane. And she said to me, there was nothing you could have told me at the time that wouldn't have convinced me that I was doing the right thing. I was doing what I was supposed to do. She goes, I was down for the cause. Nothing you could have said. But 5 years later, she moved on her own. She reflected back on all the stuff that was being done, and she says, there's been no improvements. I ask her, I go, you know, I get it. I really do. And here's the other thing I told her. I said, where we've got to work as conservatives is to figure out, why were you so dogmatic that the Democrats were right when everything around you proved otherwise? And she goes, I don't know. I go, that's what we got to tap into. But yeah, she was saying that she finally came to the realization that nothing was improving in the black community. We weren't getting great stores or malls or business opportunities. We still had the highest teenage pregnancy rates, the highest school dropout rates, high school and otherwise, and a host of other things. She goes, we weren't winning in any way. And here I was just out there, you know, doing my thing, you know, feeling like I was, she goes, I can't, she literally said, I can't tell you the feeling, the exhilaration you had when you had a certain number of people that you were bringing in on this petition, not petitions, but voter registration and things like that, and how many you had cheated to get. She goes, I didn't even think of it as cheating. It was just what I was supposed to do to win at all costs. I want to put you in the head of these people so you understand what you're dealing with. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type begins at a certain time of the year and is qualified for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots happening on the election front. Democrats had hoped that Trump would succumb, and they're going to try this embarrassment campaign. I mentioned it earlier. Because they think we're stupid. They think Trump's stupid. They underestimate us every time you turn around. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. And what they're going to learn is Donald Trump does not give in. Doesn't matter how long it takes. Georgia's already begun the official recount. I said I'd bring in the military. You guys heard me talk about this. I'd bring in the military. Other recounts are coming because other lawsuits are pending. I was talking to a friend of mine, former economics professor, started out his career at the University of Chicago. Brilliant man. I'm going to tell you, one of the top 10 economists in the world. 80 plus years old, still looks like he can ball. Hell of a basketball player. And one of my advisors. And we were having a conversation, and he said to me, you know, we were talking about the situation with Trump, and I just asked him a very simple question because he was wondering about Biden's policies. But his real deal is, he says, Kevin, I don't think that guy will last 4 years. And then what about Kamala Harris? I said, you're exactly right. But I said, the good news is you're not going to have to worry about it, because no matter what the Democrats want to talk about with cheating, they got a real problem on their hands. I'm going to keep reminding you that 2008 Barack Obama was the barometer, the high water mark of what you thought was possible in an election. And the only presidential candidate who's blown through that is Donald Trump in 2020. So more of these are coming. And the Democrats can get out there, and they got late night comics. Trevor Noah. By the way, if you ever see a Trevor Noah commercial and it even barely makes you have a wry smile, let me know. This guy is the least qualified person to be on TV. It's ridiculous. And here's what's sad. I got two buddies who are comedians, working comedians, and I keep telling them, write a show, let's get you guys on TV, and they won't do it. Both of them talented guys. I'm convinced people just want you to bring them, load them up and bring them to the party, you know, and just have everything cooked before they want to do something. I don't get it, conservatives sometimes. These guys could blow the doors off of these late night hacks. And to be blunt, if I had the time, I'd do it. If I had a couple $1 million in the bank, you know what I'd do? I would just do a TV show. I'd do it on YouTube. I'd do it every day. And I would mock the other so-called late-night comics. I'd mock them. People are going to start going to prison over voter fraud. I think it's already started to happen. I think in Texas, Governor Abbott has arrested 31 people. There'll be more. And I'm telling you, once the veil is removed back from this thing, and we see this grotesque, ugly bride that the Democrats have been sleeping with. It reminds me of the movie, I think it's called King Arthur, where the guy who wants to be king, he makes a deal with these very sexual, Jabba the Hutt-looking creatures, and he sacrifices his wives and his daughters to these creatures in the afterlife, so that he could become king. That if there's not a bigger, better metaphor, if you will, for leftism, I can't think of one. Because that's it. No voter fraud is what the Democrats want us to believe. How could we possibly be looking into voter fraud? Because, as everybody knows, Joe Biden is undoubtedly the most popular presidential candidate who's ever run in history. And that's why he got so many votes. And I love that he's laying out his agenda. I saw a quick interview with him, and he's got that smile of his is so nasty. I have no other way to describe it. It's just nasty. Those capped teeth, those plugs in his head. He stands up there as if he wants you to believe that he's earned the vote. There was something they made a comment about Trump and the transition. He says, oh, they'll come around. With that little look on that little smile that smile he probably gave to his daughter while he was taking showers with her. You know what I mean? That kind of smile. Those pedophile smiles. Boy, you got, as a conservative, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the good news. I'm going to give you the good news. You got to know, 71 million of us collectively got together, blew that number that Barack Obama had, and the Democrats have to think about that every day. That's legit. You can talk to me about a border wall. The majority of this country wants a border wall. You can talk to me about trade deals. The majority of this country likes the way Donald Trump was negotiating our trade deals. The majority of this country likes the direction that Donald Trump is taking this country in every single way. I mean, yeah, you can have some disagreements about things. I don't like the spending. I don't like all this COVID money. My company got some. We applied for it and we got it, and I'm glad we did, because it turns out we need it. At the time, I wasn't sure. But yes, we needed to make sure that I could keep my employees, and we kept every single one of them. But let me tell you, for the most part, everything Trump has done, we agree with. And we agree in numbers that they have no idea about. And 71 million people are looking at what about 60 million have done to try to steal this election. We are, I'm telling you, we are 10 plus million more than they are, if not more than that, to be honest with you. We will never know the depths of cheating that were done here. We won't know it. But here's what I'll tell you. There were at least 71 million votes for Trump. I'm going to bet you there's a couple million more, because they had people undoing, throwing ballots away, that kind of thing. Wouldn't surprise me if that's a couple million. And you can be guaranteed that Joe Biden didn't get over 62 million votes. I'm telling you, I believe if you had to put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, pick a number, I'd say 62 million max. Max. And if they said, how confident you are that it's under, if they legit gave me the legitimate numbers, I would say, I'm very confident. I would bet the house, bet the farm. So, yeah. If you look at my Twitter feed, and I talked about this earlier in the broadcast, everybody is talking about fraud and giving indications of fraud, talking about whistleblowers, other people that are going to be, you know, giving, essentially coming out and saying more about this. This is not over by a long shot. Now, when I made my initial video, I told everybody, I said, look, you always have to look at the worst case scenario. You'd be crazy not to. You have to. I looked at the worst case scenario in 2016. What if Hillary won? I knew she wouldn't, but it went through my brain. The reason why I started the black sphere and made it a sphere is because I had it's inside there contained all the possibilities, 360 degree. From any direction, you could look at a problem. And here's what's interesting about a problem. Pick a point on a sphere. There's another point equal and opposite to it. That's the beauty of it. It makes you have to contemplate and think and go, huh, what if? And if you play these scenarios out, if you do them the way I do them, you come to some very logical conclusions. And that's why I picked Trump in 2016. That's why I picked him in 2020. Now, that being said, Kevin, did you anticipate all the cheating? No, I didn't. I told you what my friend the cop next door to me says, Kev, that's what most worries me. And he was right. But I haven't lost. Haven't lost at all. I told you guys the only reason why you would pick Joe Biden is you'd have to be crazy. Democrats pick Joe Biden, then they handpick Kamala Harris because they pick two people that they could either sacrifice at the altar or completely control. Those are the reasons. I'm not wrong about these things. How they play out is a whole other issue. Now, the good news for us with Trump, Democrats picked the wrong dude, man. They poked the tiger. This guy's going to fight. And my Twitter feed is all about people saying, boy, the Democrats don't really understand what they've done. And I agree 1,000%. The Democrats have no clue what bag of cats they're about to let out of the bag, because Donald Trump is going to... I wish I were part of it so I could tell you guys more inside info.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.